Luckily, yes, two separate incidents. Incident?
Instances?
Incidents?
Sure.
It all just feels very awkward coming off my tongue right now.
Welcome to another episode of the Clean It Up podcast. In this episode, we're going to be trying to discuss the household cleaning products that we love. However, full disclosure, we are in a goofy mood today.
Cleaning makes me goofy. No, it doesn't. It does not.
It would if you were using harmful chemicals, probably. It would make you feel like super weird.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we're a pretty devoted crew, I think, when it comes to the cleaning, the household cleaning products. Like, I feel that when we have a product, we lock into it.
I feel like that's sort of fair across the board.
Yeah. Obsessive, devoted, I don't know.
Slightly obsessive. See all references to Coco Kind. But yeah, I think you're right. I look at it more like I had to kiss a lot of frogs to get to good cleaning stuff that was safe and effective and affordable and, you know, reasonably attainable. So it's like, I'm obsessive, I think, because like I did a lot of work to get to this point. So now that I found something I've liked, I'm like, oh, well, there were a lot of bad, crappy versions along the way. So this is exciting.
Yeah. And I think I didn't appreciate how much I really enjoy the feeling of not looking for another product. Yep. It's kind of weird because it's normally very exciting to look for new products, new like face washes or masks or makeup products. Like, that's all very exciting. But the cleaning products I found to be frustrating because there was always like something I didn't like, or, you know, one portion of my house that I thought like, oh, that product just isn't really good for. And now I feel like I'm really locked in on a very small set of products that can do it all, which is
yes.
Really
interesting. The other thing I really like too is, I don't know about you, but when I was using mainstream products, it was like I had one kind of product for my bathroom, one kind of product for my kitchen, one kind of product for mirrors, one kind of product for countertops, a different kind of product for floors or cleaning the oven or whatever. And I feel like, wow, I never realized how susceptible I was to that marketing, that you don't need different products for all of the different things that need to be cleaned in your house. So it's like, now I literally have so few things that I clean with that I have to like transport them from room to room as I clean things. So it's like the thing I clean my kitchen sink with, I also clean my bathroom sink with, and my tub and my part of my toilet. So I'm like, I just carry that one thing around with me and clean the whole house pretty much.
I think this is a good segue into what I think that one thing is.
Sort of. So I have sort of two things. So it depends on what kind of cleaning I'm doing. So for like basic countertop spraying, like routine cleaning, I use Branch Basics, the concentrate. And at least in that regard, they do recommend different concentrations for bathroom versus kitchen versus laundry versus a literal billion other things. So for those, I bought the Branch Basics bottles, which I truly love. They're glass with a silicone sleeve on them, and they have indicators on the bottle as to how much water to how much concentrate for each of the areas of your house. So I really, really love that. So that one, I'm not necessarily carrying from room to room, but it's like I'll clean my entire kitchen with one thing, which is amazing. Windows and ovens and microwaves and stovetops and countertops and inside the refrigerator, like literally my entire kitchen, I can clean with one thing.
So Branch Basics, on their website, they have a user guide for their concentrate. And I have never encountered something like this in the, I don't know, cleaning industry. It's so thorough. I'm like, shocked. Like every time I go through it, I'm like, there's no way they're gonna have, oh my God, tire marks. Oh my God, oil stains, Sharpie permanent marker. They literally have one that says mystery stain.
Yes.
Blood stains, blood, chocolate, grass stains, food stains. They have for your oven, your mirrors, you know, laundry for a top loading machine and a front loading machine, how to clean your coffee pot, how to clean your granite countertops. It's so detailed. And so some of it is like you said, where they tell you how much concentrate to use. And some of it is just like, you know, spray, leave on for 5 minutes, blah, 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 you know, whatever the directions are. But that's, it's amazing how thorough they were. And it's amazing to me because it details exactly how many things, i.e. really everything, you can use the concentrate for.
It's truly unbelievable. And it really is very effective. So like, you can attest to this, but also I think I might have mentioned this on the podcast before. I keep like a small spray bottle of Branch Basics in my purse. And at first that was like kind of silly. I'm a little neurotic. I'm a little like super clean freak, whatever. And then we had a weekend where there were like three incidents that I was sure were going to stain that the Branch Basics like completely magically solved those issues. And I was like, wow, okay, I no longer feel stupid for this. And even to this day, like I've cracked the joke a couple of times and your husband is like, you have the Branch Basics in your purse. And I'm like, yes, yes, I do. You know, I do.
Oh, he's so serious about it now.
Yes.
The time that I caught my finger and bled everywhere and we got the blood out with the Branch Basics. And I'm just massively regret not documenting that in some way, shape, or fashion, because it almost feels unbelievable. And his like takeaway from that weekend was like, we need to carry Branch Basics on us. So now I actually just finished a bottle of something and we're going to put the Branch Basics in there. And then when I finish my thing of toner from Coco Kind, we are going to make it into a to-go Branch Basics bottle. And I'm like, he doesn't even care about cleaning.
That is hilarious because that is literally what my Branch Basics is in my purse, is in a old toner bottle from Coco Kind. And I was like, this is the perfect size to reuse for something. What am I going to do with it? And then I was like, huh, you know what? Stain remover to go, because I used to keep like anywhere from 1 to 3 Tide to go pens on me at all times. And I've like moved away from Tide products in my laundry. And I was like, actually, Branch Basics, I'm going to bring that with me. And it's true. Like, I love it. In fact, I could use maybe a smaller bottle because you don't really need that much of it. But like I say, that one weekend we went away, it was like, I used almost the entire bottle because we just had so many, like there was just like blood and frosting and not all together. It was just like in separate instances, but it was like a lot of things that needed cleaning up. And I was like, oh, okay, this was worth it. I'm glad the bottle's this size.
Yeah. I am so happy you had that much, because if you had a smaller bottle, we would have run out at the blue frosting incident before we ever got to the blood incident. Luckily, yes, two separate incidents.
Incidents.
Sure. It feels very awkward coming off my tongue right now.
It's all right. And yet I'm with you.
Looking through this thing now, and there are so many things that I never noticed were here, like litter box, pet cage, aquariums, like your cat and dog, yard equipment, engines, exterior of car, hot tubs, door frames, pools, paintbrushes, like how to get candle wax off. I'm like, I need to go back to this every single time I spill something or need something. Oh my God.
It truly is a surprise, because like a few weeks ago I ran out of toilet bowl cleaner and I was like just about to clean the bathroom. I was like, oh no, this is all gone. And I had been buying these like dissolvable, like, I don't know, floaty things that you like drop in the toilet, right? It's like baking soda and essential oils probably. And they were fine, but it was like, you'd order them, they'd take 3 weeks to get to you. There were like 10 in a pack. So that's like 10 times of cleaning your toilet. And I'm like, I clean the toilet at least once a week. So I'm like, that really doesn't last very long. And I realizing that I was out of these things, I was like, oh, am I going to reorder those? It's going to take weeks to get here. I'm going to have to like come up with something in the interim. And then I was like, you know what? Branch Basics cleans like basically everything. I'm going to look that up. And I just Googled it. I was like, Branch Basics as toilet bowl cleaner. And sure enough, it brought me to that user guide. I should have known. And yeah, it was like, oh, sprinkle some of their oxygen boost powder, like along the non-water part of the toilet bowl. And then you can like spray it down with the actual Branch Basic spray if you want, and then just leave it for a few minutes and scrub it. And it's great. It's amazing. Like, and I already have it in my house, and I'm all about minimizing the number of cleaners I have. So I'm like, cool, I'm not buying anything else. I'm just going to use this. And now I've been using it for like over a month, and it's amazing.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I really feel like I can't say enough good things about Branch Basics. You totally got me hooked on it. And I agree. Yeah. It's like, I love that. I know I already have a multi-purpose cleaner. And if I run into one of those situations where something else I have runs out, or even something silly, like, oh, I need to clean this like jewelry before an event, I'm like, oh, I can use Branch Basics for that. And it's so great that I don't have to then think to myself like, oh my God, now I have to find a non-toxic jewelry cleaner. Yep. Yeah. That I'm never going to use again, because like, how often do I actually clean this jewelry? I just need it for this like one event.
Oh, I'm so curious about that. I did not know you could do that. Cool. That's amazing. You can do everything.
So the concentrate that we're talking about is $49, the bottle. It's a big bottle. I'm trying to find the size.
It's 30 ounces, maybe 30 something ounces.
Yeah. Okay. I'm squinting at the screen, but I think it's 32 fluid ounces. So,
but I will say that like you only need probably like 2 ounces of liquid for the kitchen, like the kitchen mixture, and maybe like 3 or 4 ounces for the bathroom. Don't quote me, but basically I just bought my second bottle of concentrate, and I've been using Branch Basics for like a year and a half.
Wow.
So and I am a very like frequent cleaner. So I spray my countertops down like at least twice a day. So it's getting, and I do have to refill those like kitchen specific or bathroom specific bottles quite often, but you use so little concentrate really in the grand scheme of things that it's like, you know, maybe I refill those small bottles like once a month or every other month. But you're using so little concentrate that like truly it lasts a very long time. Caveat is that I don't use it for laundry. So I think if you were using it for laundry, you'd probably go through it faster, but I use something else.
So I bought it for laundry. I know we're not, specifically talking about laundry, but these products and these companies also have laundry products. And so Branch Basics, I knew that I would use it for other stuff, but I figured I would use it for laundry because, as we've discussed before, I have incredibly sensitive skin. It's terrible. Hate it.
Terrible.
One out of our like seventh generation stuff. And we had a couple of other options that I was just like, oh, I'm not really sure how I feel about this. Like, I think I bought another powder of some sort, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I think I want to go with Branch Basics. So we bought the concentrate bottle, and it's like 1 to 2 teaspoons per load.
Yeah.
Is what it says on the bottle, which is very small. And it's weird. It's a weird feeling to put it in the like tray, because it's not viscous or anything like a normal laundry detergent is. So it feels like you just put it in, you're like, what is this going to, like, what
right. could
it possibly do? Until you see what 1 to 2 teaspoons can do. If you fill a bottle up with water, it becomes very like sudsy and foamy. And it seems to be working pretty well. I had a brief like freak out, I guess, where when I went from wearing shorts all the time to wearing jeans more often, my legs started kind of feeling a little bit rashy. And the only thing I could really attest at the time, I was kind of like, it could be anything because my legs, but I know we had recently switched to Branch Basics. It made me nervous. I have done more laundry with Branch Basics since and have not noticed the same rash. So honestly, I think it was my legs adjusting to being back in pants.
Yeah.
Longer again. Like, it's like my legs feel like suffocated and I don't mind it. So it seems to be okay now. I did buy other laundry detergent to compare. So So I guess we'll see if I continue to see no reaction.
Yeah.
Across yeah. the board, but overall, I am pleased with the Branch Basics as a laundry detergent. It feels like I've done so many loads of laundry already, and the bottle is still quite full.
So full. I know. And you're right. That's not very much. I do think it's funny that like all three companies we're going to talk about today do also have laundry detergent, but we're not really talking about their laundry detergent. So I guess as you're listening, just keep that in mind.
Yes, definitely. Right. Because this is the thing about loving these companies is that we tend to want to stick with them.
Yes.
Right. It's not only is it having, you know, lesser amounts of products in your home, but it's also just being able to buy from the same brand.
Yep.
Because you trust and like that brand.
And it's easier to meet a shipping minimum if you like all their products.
Yeah, that is the truth, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's like if you combine the products, you can just buy them in all one swoop.
Well, I did this the other day. I needed new laundry detergent from a company that I really like. We've talked about it before, Wonelli, and I was like, I'm going to get more. And so I texted you. I texted my mom. I was like, who needs laundry detergent? Because I'm trying to meet a shipping minimum. And it was like, all of a sudden, I was buying 4 laundry detergents, which is enough for this 2-person household for like at least 2 years. So I was like, this is a lot of laundry detergent, but met that shipping minimum.
Yes. And now I'm trying the Wonelli. So yes. I'm very excited. And this was, you texted me right amidst my panic about Branch Basics. So it was like, I was like, ah,
it's yes,
I need to have a comparison to see if my legs are okay. Yeah, definitely check out all of their laundry detergents.
Yes. I love them. I'm never looking back.
That's
my laundry detergent of choice.
Anything else about Branch Basics?
Just that it can literally clean anything and everything. So like if you are unsure about buying it, I would recommend looking at that user guide that you're referencing, because you may not realize how many things you can replace, but it's like, it's super clean. Downside is it's in a plastic bottle, but it comes in a concentrate. So you're not dealing with like shipping the water and having to buy like a lot of plastic bottles. So I would definitely recommend looking through that user guide and realistically saying like, how many of these things can I see myself, you know, trying this on? And if it's like more than 2 or 3, then it's worth the $40 bottle or $49.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge bottle. So like you said, it's like you're getting a concentrate. So it's not a bunch of water. And it's a ton of concentrate. So that plastic bottle, and it's a very like normal, thin
plastic
bottle
that
would not have any issues being recycled.
Oh, and I will also plug, they have a sample size of the concentrate. I think it's 2 ounces maybe. And so the, you know, shipping minimum, that part sucks. But if you're really on the fence, don't feel pressured to buy $50 worth of cleaner. You can buy the, like, I think they have a few sample packs and like you can test them out and then see realistically if you're actually going to use it on as many things as you think you will, which I would tell you that you would, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I would say basically if you like the idea of just taking that cleaning product and using it in various places in your household, great. If you're the kind of person who likes to have like a designated like brand for bathroom cleaner because you really like the, I don't know, bleach or whatever in this, or you have a certain kitchen cleaner because it smells like X.
Yeah, that's true. Like, scent. That's a good point.
Yeah. And so, you know, I know Branch Basics does a great job. I trust Branch Basics 100%. I've seen the results. I've experienced some of the like gnarliest surfaces in my house become like perfectly sparkly and spotless with Branch Basics. But if you are the kind of person who like really likes that smell in the bathroom and that smell in the kitchen because you think it represents clean or whatever it may be, then I don't know, maybe Branch Basics isn't for you. You kind of need to just hop on board with like the, It's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. And there's beauty in that. But yes, that is maybe an adjustment for some.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you have been using like typical sort of like harsher cleaners.
Yes.
Smell really like.
Lots of smell.
Sparkle, yep. Sparkle clean.
Okay, so I think that's it for branch basics. What's next?
Next, I wanted to talk about Blue Land, which I have talked about before.
Yep.
And I feel like this is actually different than my normal Blue Land spiel because I was a big Blue Land fan. And
bum, bum, bum.
So Blue Land is sort of the very similar but opposite, if that makes any sense, to branch basics in that they like the reusable bottles and they believe that you shouldn't be paying for all of that water. So Blue Land, their whole sort of concept is that they put cleaners in these concentrated sort of powdered tabs and you put the tabs in water in these specific bottles that they send you and those act as your cleaners, but they have separate, like similar, like they'll send a bottle. It's a bottle for bathroom, for glass and mirror, for, I think it's just general purpose is the other one. Mm-hmm. And they're different cleaners. I can't say that I understand the difference. Like, I don't know that they describe the difference or what it is. But so I had been using the bathroom cleaner for a while, and then the bathroom cleaner bottle that I had, the like trigger mechanism broke, and I kind of thought it was just me. Like, I'm really vigorous about my cleaning, and so I thought maybe I was just being like a little too aggressive when I was spraying the shower. So I ordered their, like, I don't know what it's called, like their starter kit basically, that has all of the cleaners in it, and figured I would take the opportunity to get a new bathroom bottle, but also get the general purpose cleaner and the glass and mirror cleaner. I barely clean glass or mirrors or windows or anything like that. Window, maybe that's what it is. I think probably I was using it for like the third time I was cleaning a window, and I brought the cleaner from my upstairs bathroom and I was bringing it down to the kitchen to wash a window, and the bottle like broke in my hand. It popped at the seam of the bottle.
Which was so weird. So like,
yeah.
It's the part where it goes from being a cylinder to a dome is like the best way that I can describe where it broke. It's so weird to me that this would break that way.
Yeah.
And it's glass?
So,
or it's like,
it's like a hard
kind of composite.
Okay. I suppose I don't fully know, but the way it broke, like it cracked like plastic.
Yeah.
So of course the bottle was full. I was walking down the stairs and the whole bottle spilled all over my stairs. It dripped down the stairs. It started creeping towards like the plugs that I have my TV and the cable and all that plugged into. So of course I'm panicking because I don't want that to short circuit. I'm cleaning up like a literal waterfall of glass
cleaner. Down over the stairs. It's crazy. Yeah.
And then I look and like the bottle was cracked and it had literally just popped off at that seam point. And I was like, I blamed myself before, and I certainly cannot blame myself for this because I have picked up this bottle maybe 3 times.
Yep.
And it broke. So I'm very disappointed with Blue Land. And to be perfectly honest, I did not love their cleaners. Like I thought it was a really cool concept. I still think it's a really cool concept. I think diverting people away from buying bottles and bottles and bottles of cleaners is amazing. I hate paying for the water in the cleaners. I love the idea. I'm disappointed with the product and I don't love it enough to try to like save it. So right. I just immediately canceled my subscription.
Yep.
And like wrote them a note as to why I was doing that. I still have their hand soap. So I have their hand soap in my kitchen and in my bathroom. I will still vouch for the hand soap. I like it quite a bit.
It smells really good. As a guest in your home, I love the smell of the hand soap.
And it's like nice foaming. It comes in a variety of scents that you can order. The package is compostable. The hand soap does tend to like reconstitute sometimes when it's cold. So that's not ideal, but
I didn't know that.
I did want to give like credit there to a product that I'm still keeping, but overall, like my opinion of Blue Land's cleaning products has changed. And that's
wow. And that doesn't happen very often. As you said at the beginning of the episode, we're pretty obsessive, and that Blue Land was one of those things. So I was never on the Blue Land train other than like when I'm at your house, I'm like, yeah, this hand soap is very foamy and it smells great. But yeah, I have only ever done a deep dive on Blue Land once, and it was when they introduced their new laundry pods just recently, like a few months ago. And I wasn't super happy with the chemicals they had in it. Like, I think they're so much more focused on the eco aspect than they are on the clean aspect. And I just felt like coming from Woah Nelly or Branch Basics, which are my other two laundry options, I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to try this. Like, it's concentrated, which is great, but like the Woah Nelly is powdered. And as we talked about, the Branch Basics is a concentrated liquid. So I was like, oh yeah, there's stuff in here that I'm not even like questioning. I was genuinely not happy with it. So I was like, okay, this isn't for me. Like, I know that you love it. So I was like, maybe this is something I should try. And then I was like, nope. Okay. It's not for me.
Yeah. I think you're like, you really nailed it, that they're really focused on the environment and the eco-friendly perspective, which is fine. You know, we've mentioned this before. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being the perfect company. And we need companies that are going to focus so much on the ego perspective, because there are, you know, the industry is just overwhelmingly wasteful. But I agree. I mean, when you have a better product that is both eco-friendly or relatively eco-friendly and cleaner. Sorry.
Yeah. So that was it. It was like, it's not that they're not doing well by us, right? Like, they take into consideration a lot of the things that we want. It's just that I feel there's a better match out there for me, and it's not them. They're just not the match.
I'm just remembering now, I also have their dishwasher tabs.
Oh, I've never tried those either.
Yeah, which they come in like a little tin, and it's just like naked dishwasher tabs, like compressed powder, basically. Yeah. And so far, they've worked pretty well. So
that's good.
I guess there's another like good for them. I'm not sure that I will stick with them now that I'm
disillusioned.
Like less, yeah. And I'm like lessening my, I thought it would be great to have just like giant subscriptions.
Right. And then everything comes all together.
Exactly. So now that I don't have that, I may reassess whether that's what I want or not, but I can't say that I have another option that I love or think is better or more eco-friendly or anything. So I have a lot of tabs left.
Yeah.
Make my decision.
I have one that's okay. I can recommend it to you offline.
Okay. There we go.
Or you could try some. Okay. So anything else about Blue Land?
No, I think that's it. I think I've covered my disappointment.
Womp womp. Sorry, Blue Land. You're out of Julie's shopping list. Fine. All right. So I want to talk about Woah Nelly, which I've like started to talk about twice now already. So we're going to jump into it. So we're not going to talk about laundry because we've talked about that before and I love it. Julie's giving it a go now with the unscented, which I think will be an interesting take once you've gotten a little bit of a chance to use it and live with it, because you're much more sensitive than I am. But we are super lucky. We got a really cool message from Mary, who is the founder of Woah Nelly, and she had heard one of the podcast episodes and she agreed with a lot of the points we were making about the importance of having like clean chemistry in the products and things like that. And so she reached out to us and actually offered to send us some of the other products in the Woah Nelly line that we had not tried, so separate from the laundry detergent. So we got to try three kinds of products. So they have a natural home cleaning spray, a natural home cleaning scrub, and a natural home cleaning scour. So we got to try those three products in a variety of scents. And I think it's like one of the coolest things I've ever done to get to try similar products in different scents, as well as the scrub and the scour sort of serve similar purposes, but they are different textures and different, slightly different uses. So I thought that was really cool because we often compare things like one after another in terms of brand to brand, but to be able to compare two different products that are from the same line was like really interesting.
It was really interesting. I totally agree. I think you made a great point that, you know, you'd buy like one or the other, like one scent or the other, or the scrub or the scour, because they serve similar purposes. And I think it was really cool and really actually kind of important to try them at the same time, because it gave me a solid idea of the difference between them.
Yes.
When I used them together, essentially. And it was kind of like wild to be able to try. Yeah. Like it felt like so special to be able to like try two of the different scents. Cause normally I would just pick a scent. If you like the scent, like
then you stick with it.
No, like nitpicking. Right.
Yes.
But yeah. Now I was like, oh, I like this. No. Okay. Okay. I think I like this one better. And I'm like, wow, I don't think I've ever done that. Like, I think I'm usually just like, oh, citrus sounds good. Like the other ones could be delectable, but
so I yeah, think, but I'll never know because I like the one that I have.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think I ended up with the lemongrass. We're just throwing them all over the
throwing place. Them around. So sorry, that was 100% me. Spatial awareness is not my forte.
I tried the lemongrass scrub and the citrus scour.
And I have the rosemary mint and the lavender, and I've tried both of them. You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
So my favorite product between the spray cleaner, the scour, and the scrub, my favorite product is the scour.
Mine too.
I'm like obsessed with it now. I sprinkle it. So the fact that I can sprinkle it, I love. It comes in sort of like a shaker, I would describe it as.
Yep. It's got like holes in the top.
Yes. So you can kind of just sprinkle the, you know, product wherever you're trying to use it and scrub it that way. And I have been using the scour mostly on like the kitchen counter a little bit, the sink, mostly like heavily the sinks, a little bit like on the toilet, things like that, that I think could just use a little bit, like a little bit of polishing. And the scour, I need to really take next time I clean the sink a before and after picture of the scout, you know, the sink pre and post scour, because I have like absolutely never, never, never seen my sink so shiny, sparkly, clean, like from a magazine. I was like, wow, I actually think that I could just put like a food item down on this, pick it up and eat it. Cause normally I am very grossed out by the sink. Like I am obsessive about cleaning the sink because I think there's just like constant like gunk.
Yes, there is.
But the scour was like the first time I cleaned after the scour and I was like, oh my God, I think I have one of those sinks that I could like put stuff down or like wash stuff in water in the sink and feel okay about it. And that's never happened to me before. It was beautiful. So I'm most impressed with that. The scrub I had been using for the same exact things I used the scour for.
Until I started using it. Interrupt because the scrub is like, it's almost like a paste.
Yeah. So the scour is like a powder.
Yeah.
And the scrub is like a smooth paste. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. More so like
sprinkle the scour
or something. Yeah.
And you like scoop the scrub.
Yes.
I suppose is the.
Yeah. I think that's fair. That's a fair way to describe it.
And the scrub, I'm thinking like, you know, I think the scrub did a great job with the things that I love scour for, like the sink. But I'm finding that I really like the scrub for, so I've been using that for the toilet as well, but also the shower, I'm quite liking that one for, and like the stove, things like that, that they don't need like a harsh, like I'm not trying to like polish it off necessarily. So the tub I have used the scour on, but I'm just kind of looking to like smooth out all of the like grease or whatever it may be, gunk that's on there. And both of them smell super duper delicious.
Totally. Super delicious. And I can't agree more about the smells. Like these things smell amazing. The other thing I'll plug is that there are, zero waste refills for the scour. I don't know about the scrub, but I know definitely for the scour. So it comes in that like aluminum tin and you can order a zero waste bag of scour powder that you would just dump in the tin that you already have, which is super cool. And also they say a little goes a long way on these products, and like 100% that is true. So we have these little, they're like 10 ounce containers of each, and they are lasting. Like, I'm using them constantly and they're lasting a really long time, which is super great because it cuts down on waste, right? And they smell amazing, but they're fragrance free. It's all essential oils based. So they smell good, but it's not like an overpowering chemically smell. It's like a true, really good smell. So I have been using the scrub on things like the tub, definitely. Like, that's kind of the place that I find it goes. And then if my sink is like really in need of like a little TLC, I'll like put the scrub on and kind of like spread a thin layer of scrub, and then I'll sprinkle some scour a few minutes later when I'm like ready to like really put in some elbow grease. And then it's like truly amazing. Like you said, we need to take some pictures of the before and after, because it's like really impressive. And then the other thing they note about the scour is that you can use it for like baked on food, on like bakeware and stuff like that. And I have tried that, and that truly does work. Like, I did a little like hot water soak in like a lasagna pan and then some scour powder, and I really didn't have to put in the amount of elbow grease that I thought I was going to. So that is like truly, it works.
Yeah. Yeah. The scour is like things that need a hard scrub in.
Yep.
And the scrub is more like, it's still sort of abrasive. Like, it can kind of scrub things off, but it's definitely like,
yeah,
gentler than the scour.
Agreed.
I think so. On the note of the refills, the scrub also does have a refill. Like, you can just buy the refill, but I think it's not zero waste because it's like a paste. So you squeeze it out of the bag and back into the container, and I think you just can never get it all out.
Right.
That's what I'm assuming, because it looks like a similar concept to the scour. But the scour, it's much easier to dump it all and then put it in a compostable bag, because all of the scour is going to inevitably come out.
Right. Yeah.
Another thing that I forgot I wanted to mention was that, when she sent us these products, she sent them and like everything about the packaging was eco-friendly. It was really like... So we were all already very excited, right? Because we're like, oh my God, we get to try some of these products for this company that like Jess has already, you know, previously raved about. And then we open up this box and I was like, I don't think I understood to the extent that they like cared about being eco-friendly. Like, I knew they were a natural cleaning company, but I didn't know that like they also focused so heavily on the eco component, and that was delightful.
Yeah. So it included a little like card that explains all the ways that the shipment was eco-friendly, right? So it was a reusable, recyclable, biodegradable cardboard box, a recyclable or biodegradable shipping label, recyclable or biodegradable newsprint paper included within, and dissolvable and biodegradable packing peanuts, which we've talked about on the podcast before, but are truly fun and awesome. It's a small business based in Iowa. They like pack everything in-house with all of this like truly awesome eco stuff. And so it was, like you're saying, like the cherry on top of an already like very exciting shipment was like, wow, look how eco-friendly this is.
And I remember when we got the products that we were feeling sort of like, you know, nervous, because she had placed, you know, this kind of like, I don't know, trust in us, I suppose, to like send us these products to try. And of course you want to try them and you want to like do right by the person who sends them to you, but you like hope deep down that you're going to actually like the products. And so when I started testing them out, I was like, oh my God, I hope that this, like, I hope that these are products I'm actually going to enjoy. And I mean, genuinely, I will definitely order the scrub and the scour again in probably the same scents that I have. I love citrus scents when I'm cleaning. And I think that they're super, 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 super useful. I would say I think my least favorite product would be the all-purpose spray. Mm-hmm. It was not that it didn't work, because it worked great. And agreed. My husband yep. loves it. He uses it all the time. It smells lovely. It's a vinegar-based cleaner, and it smells lovely, but it smells like vinegar and water and essential oils, which I think is basically what it is. And that's
yeah, I think you're right.
Great. Yep. Right? Like, that's a natural cleaning product at its finest. But I think what kind of threw me about it was more just that I already have that in my home. Like, I already mm-hmm. use vinegar, water, and like orange essential oil as a spray to clean things. Yep. So for me, it was like, I sprayed it and I was like, I think I have this product.
Right. And I think that's the thing too, is like, part of being eco-conscious is not buying things that you don't need. Right. So that's a thing that you already make, so you don't necessarily need to get more of it. I agree with you that I used the spray the least, and my reasoning is slightly different. So first of all, I'll agree with you. My fiance refers to this as the vinegar stuff, because it does smell like quite vinegary. However, they do say on the bottle, like, shake it up before you spray it, I'm sure, to like diffuse the essential oils and all of that. However, there's a note on the back that says, don't use on concrete, granite, marble, or natural stone. And the thing is, this is a spray, and the thing that I would use the spray most on would be my kitchen and bathroom countertops, as well as my bathroom, like, toilet and shower. So I do still use it on the toilet and shower, but I have natural stone countertops in my kitchen and in my bathroom, so I can't use this there. And to me, I just think part of my sort of eco goals are to cut down on products that are so specific in use, like we were talking about at the beginning of the episode. So for me, having one spray for my bathtub and having a different spray for the tile in my shower, like, that doesn't really scream efficiency to me. And so I think for that reason, like, as much as I like the smell of it, I'm too anxious about accidentally getting it on the natural stone somewhere else in the bathroom or in the kitchen, that I could use it in my kitchen sink and I could use it on my tub. But the fact that I can't use it everywhere is kind of like an anxiety point for me. So I'm like, you know what? It's fine. Because the scour and the scrub stuff is the same, but it's not a spray. So it's like, just by nature, the use of the spray lends itself to those stone surfaces. And the thing is that, like, I'm not the only person who does the cleaning in the house. So I would feel very guilty if my fiance was like, today I'm going to clean the bathroom and here's a spray. And then, like, oops, right, I wasn't supposed right. to use that. Right.
Yeah. I think I totally agree. I think in line with what we, you know, believe about cleaners and how we're always trying to cut down, it doesn't really make sense to have a cleaner that only functions in this, like, one specific capacity. And I will definitely say that, like, the places that I'm using the product, I'm enjoying it. I like it in the bathroom. I like it in the tub. I like it in the kitchen. I like it in the sink, all of that. Where I have used it, I have enjoyed it. However, I do think, like, between the limited use aspects and the fact that, like, I make a very similar cleaner myself, just because I always have vinegar around, so it's very easy to make, and essential oils, so it's very easy to make that cleaner in very small proportions for whatever amount I might need, or, you know, to keep it in small, like, aliquots, just in the places where that kind of a cleaner can be used. It doesn't quite make sense, I think, for, like, our households.
Yeah. And the one thing I will say is I absolutely love the bottle that it comes in. Like, when this is gone, I will for sure continue to use this bottle mm-hmm. for other things, because it's a, like, better than average glass mm-hmm. bottle. Like, I can't really describe, it's just beautiful. Like, it's a nicer glass bottle than you usually get out of a glass bottle for cleaning products, if you get glass at all. And, you know, the sprayer's still plastic. They don't make those any other way, but again, like, for all of their products, they do great refills, zero waste refills in most cases. So
yeah. So you just order the refill and then pop the same
Yes.
Sprayer on it.
Yep, exactly. So I just ordered a refill for the laundry detergent, which normally the laundry detergent comes in aluminum container, like a canister. And this is basically like a little sleeve of powder that you then dump in the canister. So I will say that that is something they're doing like extremely well, is like those zero waste refills, and just really taking into consideration how much plastic is part of the cleaning process in general. Like, that's truly awesome. So if I'm making my own vinegar-based cleaner, I'm for sure going to use this bottle again, because this is way nicer than any bottle I could get at like a cleaning supply store.
Yes. Oh yeah. And honestly, it smells better than like my homemade.
Oh, absolutely.
Despite the fact that I do something very similar, I'm sure that I am no like master with the essential oils. So to be honest, like this cleaner smells way better than the cleaner that I make.
Oh yeah.
At home. And I would definitely recommend this kind of a thing for people who want the natural cleaners, but you know, you're not the kind of person to keep the giant gallon jugs of white vinegar in your house. Like, that's for me a common cleaning product. I use it on my floors and I use it on my counters and I use it to clean my coffee pot. I just use vinegar all the time. And if you're not that kind of person, which I know there are tons of people who do not just have that amount of vinegar in their house and
yep.
are not in the mood or in the market to be making their own cleaning products, or they don't have essential oils hanging around or whatever, I would definitely recommend this product. I would definitely recommend all of the products, honestly. I think I had even, you know, when I opened up the scrub, I thought to myself, like, I have a baking, like I make a baking soda cleaner. It's another thing that I like add a little bit of essential oil to, and I scrub my baking sheets and things like that in my sink. I scrub it. And then, you know, I used the scrub expecting to have similar results. And of course it was way better than my homemade baking soda with essential oil cleaner. It cleaned the baking sheets way more and it got all of the gunk off the sink without me having to like sweat
mm-hmm.
to do so. And so, you know, there is kind of a, you know, a place where you may say like, I don't want to make my own cleaners at home, or I make them, but like, I only make them because I haven't found something worthy of my money or worthy of the online order. And so if that's the case, I would definitely say look into it, because they really are mastering the best of both worlds in the natural cleaning and eco-friendly.
For sure. I would say, in fact, that like of all, not even just of the cleaning brands that we're talking about, but pretty much of everybody that we've ever really tried products from, in terms of getting me to be like so perfectly happy with the chemicals and the Julie side of the podcast to be like very happy with the eco stuff, it's like, I would say that they're doing the most, the Wonelli group. And it's like truly impressive. I mean, for any small company to be able to do shipping that is like completely biodegradable, like that's a serious financial investment. And so clearly like their standards are very much aligned with ours and our priorities and things like that. So I love that more than anything else. Like, I don't even have to love the products, but I do. I really do.
I don't have to, but I do.
I don't have to, but I do. And I really can't say enough about the scour. Like, that stuff is truly miraculous. And I love it.
I love it. I've never cleaned my sink more in my whole entire life. I was just talking to Neil about this the other day and he was like, I'm feeling like you were cleaning the sink a lot. And I was like,
yeah, I love this.
Yeah, well, once I saw it clean that one time, now I kind of
you know
to
how clean
that
it
way.
Can be. Yep. I know. I need to clean my oven and I'm like super excited because I can't wait to try this stuff in there. I'm like, yes.
Branch Basics, another one, they have a detailed thing about how to clean your oven.
Yes.
So this could be like a sweet combo.
Truly. And so like I was saying this, I think I said this to you earlier before we were recording, but I really like the combo. So Branch Basics often recommends their Oxygen Boost, which is like a powdery substance, with their spray. I actually prefer the Wonelli Scour with the Branch Basics spray to using the Oxygen Boost. It's just more effective. And I like the texture of the Wonelli Scour a little bit better than I like the Branch Basics. So the combination of those two things I use like in my sink, and it's remarkable. It's so good. So good.
I think my last like real note that I want to make about kind of, both of the main products we've talked, brands we've talked about, Wonelli and Branch Basics, is that I have touched it when I clean. Like I don't put on gloves to clean with these products. I clean them with a towel or a paper towel or a sponge or whatever, you know, like a coconut scrub or something like that. And it's definitely like on my fingers, on my hand, stuff like that.
For sure.
I'm rubbing it in to get a stain off, and I don't have any like sensitivity or anything like that on my fingers after I'm cleaning. And that is something that is so incredibly important to me, because I don't want to put on gloves when I clean. I want to just clean the sink, right? Like if I see that it's dirty, I don't want to have to like run upstairs and grab like something to put over my clothes just in case, and gloves to put on my hands just in case. I just kind of go in for it knowing that I'm using products that aren't going to agitate. Like you shouldn't be eating it, obviously. But I love knowing that it's not going to give me some sort of a weird like rash on my fingers, because I've chosen to just like go right in with my bare hand and a paper towel to clean the sink.
Totally.
And that's for both companies. It's
both companies. Yeah, I completely agree with that. It doesn't, now I'm not as like sensitive as some people, but I'm definitely very aware of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is, I agree with you. Like, I don't feel that I need to like super scrub my hands afterwards. My hands don't feel weird afterwards. Like sometimes you use cleaning products and the tips of your fingers feel like,
kind weird. Of weird. Like- fingerprint is being like erased.
That's literally what I was just going to say. Like, I hope nobody needs my fingerprints right now. That is 100%. And I was like, that sounds weird. I shouldn't say that. But yes, that's what it feels like that your fingertips are being like eroded. Yeah. I don't know.
100%.
And to be clear, this does not feel that way. I feel that way when I clean with like bleach and Lysol and like Clorox wipes and all that stuff. And this is like, I feel in fact, like I've washed my hands, like my hands feel like clean.
So I would say if you are curious, you're looking to switch companies with whatever you're using right now, you're looking for, you know, some alternatives here or there, like check out these companies. You can also check out Blue Land. They disappointed me, but you can still check them out. But for sure, check out Branch Basics and Wonelli, because they are faves.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's freaking kiss. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at CleanItUpPod, and send us an email with topic questions or product suggestions at CleanItUpPod@gmail.com.
And remember to rate, review, subscribe, and share with a friend. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Welcome to the Clean It Up podcast, where we'll take a...
So just as a heads up, the Clean It Up pod is going to be taking a break, but continue to creep on our Instagram while we're gone.
Yeah, come find us on Instagram @CleanItUpPod.